Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. And of course, we start a new month, a new horoscope month, and I'm busy writing my monthly horoscopes, and of course, trying to get to my weekly horoscopes, but hopefully I put up enough in the daily horoscopes to keep you abreast of what's happening in the stars. Today, the moon is in the sign of Taurus. That's how we start the month of April. Slow moving, methodical, luxury driven, grass under our feet, just down to earth Taurus. Of course, Taurus rules money. And who else is in the sign of Taurus but Uranus? So Uranus doesn't actually like to be in the sign of Taurus because of the selfish nature of the sign of Taurus. Luckily, Uranus will be moving on in the month of July and entering another air sign, the sign of Gemini, where ideas are born and genius comes out. So today, while the moon is in Taurus, we're reminded of something. And you're going to hear me talk about, you know, the sign, the planets Neptune and Saturn as they enter the sign of Aries and make this huge transition from the sign of Pisces, which is sort of sleepy. But more than that, has you hanging on to your fears, insecurities, in more of a karmic way, because the planet Neptune's an outer planet, and he rules, you know, the how everyone is feeling, what's happening to everyone in the world, or what we're all exposed to, be it pollution, or famine, or, you know, let's say tragedies, accidents that we hear about on the news, or even like what is manipulating us psychologically. It's also spiritual. What's manipulating us spiritual? What do we harbor in our DNA and in our past from our ancestors? So I always like to say, you were born for this moment in time, to collectively feel what others are feeling, and also to have some compassion. So I write a lot about these transitions as Neptune enters Aries, crossing from the sign of Pisces, the 12th house of the zodiac, into the sign of activity, taking the initiative and doing what your heart desires. And also wondering, hey, where have I been all this time? You know, it's like, were you in some kind of deep slumber, or are we just getting out of this COVID haze that we all endured? So that brings me back around to the planet Uranus, because way back in 2007, Uranus had made the same transition from the sign of Pisces into the sign of Aries. And just to jog your memory a little bit, that was when the island of Haiti, the country of Haiti, had experienced that huge earthquake that stole our attention and had us all, you know, watching the news and thinking about what could happen. So those kind of things, those newsworthy kind of things, may be events that we experience in 2025. Of course, Neptune and Saturn in the fall will go back into the sign of Pisces and then re-enter the sign of Aries, February, March-ish of 2026. So you have this unique period of time to put your energies forth, to start something new, to become more active, and, you know, to get your mind around letting go of the past and letting go of the fears. And so these planets in the sign of Pisces have something to do with feeling neglected, feeling like everyone is stronger, richer, more powerful than you, and that you have you have no hope, so to speak, or you could only just hope to just keep going with your day-to-day activities and kind of make it, right? But now that they're entering the sign of Aries, that all changes, and your momentum, your mojo, your the spark of life reappears, because the sign of Aries, as in all fire signs, is that spiritual essence that propels you onwards. So let's take a look and see today. Maybe you think about this in your daily happenings during the sign of Taurus, when things kind of slow down and you don't want to be rushed, about, you know, how things are changing for you. What new things are you starting? And how does that relate to 2007? Or even 1997 when Saturn entered Aries? How do things happening now in your life relate to those times? Well, that's all for now. I hope you enjoy this little talk about, you know, Neptune in Aries and Saturn entering Aries, because I'm definitely going to be talking more about them as things come up. So have a wonderful day, and go and read my horoscopes on my website, www.terrynazon.com. Follow, like, and share.